dun 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 dun
You're all doing a different.
No,
you're not.
Adam,
none of you
Joe, ignore Adam. Ignore Adam and Travis because they don't have a lot of music in their souls.
That clicking sound you hear is about 1,000 one-star reviews.
No. Okay. Well, at least do you guys know something about scams? Because he's singing might be somewhere down the line for you guys, career-wise.
Those music classes I took were a scam.
Scam da da dum. Scam da da dum. Scam. Oh, sorry. Welcome to What the Hack, a show about hackers, scammers, and the people they go after. I'm Adam, cyber sentimentalist.
I'm Bo, cyber all three ghosts of Christmas, past, present, and future.
I'm Travis, cyber lump of coal.
And surprise, I'm Andrew, cyber podcast producer who's usually off mic.
And I'm Rudolph, cyber reindeer.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holiday to you as well.
Oh, indeed. Thanks. Andrew?
Happy New Year.
It's not anywhere near Andrew, is it?
December 26th. It's the day after Christmas, so the next holiday is New Year's.
Fair enough. So last year we called up a bunch of people who had been in the show over the course of the year, and we asked them, like, how's it going now? And they were all like, pretty good.
They all went, who are you, and why are you bothering me? And how did you get my phone number?
Did you change anything was a question we asked. And all of them were like, no, not really. So this year, we're not doing that because it didn't work. And we're going to instead have a conversation. And we're inviting Andrew because you never get to hear him. And he talks all the time when we're making this show. So here he is. And we've all chosen one moment or two from this past year that we liked or thought was noteworthy in some way. For me, I loved the variety, whether we were talking to a school teacher or people like author and former MSNBC contributor Malcolm Nance. He joined the Foreign Legion to fight with Ukraine, and he came back to talk to us about what happened.
There were a lot of opportunists out there who saw that we were raising money for the International Legion and the people's need to want to contribute. Their belief that they were contributing to a good cause. So what we had was typo squatting. People had come in, would create a Malcolm Nance, only the first letter L would be the number one. But we had people coming up and it was like, yes, you can donate to the International Legion. I take Bitcoin. It's like, I don't take Bitcoin for very obvious reasons this week. There were at least 9 fake accounts.
And we heard from Roy Wood Jr. from The Daily Show.
When you talk about manipulating the electorate, there's a short game and there's a long game to it. Okay, like it used to be Loch Ness Monster, but you only saw that in the weird magazine by the grocery store register. But now the Loch Ness Monster article is essentially right next to something about Biden and Kamala Harris in the same paper. That's essentially what the internet is. The internet is all the newspapers just rolled into one. And you click Loch Ness Monster, and then it goes, cool, I know what type of shit you're into, so I'm going to feed you Bigfoot. And then I'm going to feed you Boogeyman. But it's not necessarily literally something as off in the weeds as the Loch Ness Monster. It is they're coming to take your guns.
And, of course, there was Al Franken.
Al Franken.
Yeah, the Al Franken show is a pretty huge deal, and it was really cool just to see him perform all those voices and the like. He's a comedic genius. And, Bo, you worked on writing the script with him, right?
Right after we started writing it, I drove my kid to school. It was a 9-hour drive. And by the time we got to Michigan, my ex-wife and my child, all of us were doing Bernie Sanders imitations because
what we're trying to do here
100% is find the exit where we can get gasoline. And so
because it's all about go blue. You know what I'm saying? Go blue.
Well, what was interesting when we were writing this was we sat down And Al just started doing these impersonations. And I thought, well, that's cool. He just said, oh, I can do Chuck Grassley. And he'd go, oh, you know, and he did his Chuck Grassley.
Yeah, well, thank you.
And then he'd say, I can do Mitch McConnell.
Isn't that kind of a conflict of interest?
And I could do Sherrod Brown.
Sort of. He does it better than you.
I call on myself.
But anyway, he just started to do the voices. And then, you know, he'd say, well, what would Siri say? Or what would be the situation? And, and that's kind of how it happened. But it was so organic. He just started where he was and it rolled out. It was pretty amazing to watch such a masterful comedy writer at work.
And to get Lorraine Newman.
We also have a sale this week on diapers.com, including all sizes of Depends.
And Susan Bennett.
I have 3,723 items that make Senator Collins look very bad.
That was really, you know, the icing on the cake.
Yeah, it was a pretty, I mean, it was a Dr. Seuss cake at that.
That's for sure.
So, Bo and Adam, you guys know I'm a bit of a privacy geek, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, totally. I really just don't like the idea that just about anyone can find you online, can find out where you live or your email address or your phone number or anything. I just think that entire idea is super creepy.
There's so much of my data already out there, but is there something that you can do?
Yeah, actually, you can use Delete Me. Delete Me is a service that pretty much does the heavy lifting for you, where they go to all the data brokers that they have on file. And just pull your data and delete it on a regular basis.
I use it. I like it. And they make it quick, easy, and safe to remove your personal data online.
Well, yeah, with these data brokers, they can accumulate huge amounts of your personally identifiable information. And if all that information gets into the hands of a bad actor, that opens you up to a lot of risk.
And if you act now, you can get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to joindeleteme.com/WTH and use promo code WTH. The only way to get 20% off is to go to joindeleteme.com/WTH and enter promo code WTH at checkout.
That's joindeleteme.com/WTH, promo code WTH, which stands for What the Hack. And we thank you for supporting Delete Me and What the Hack.
I just got back from France and there was a lot of stuff I couldn't stream because I was in the wrong region. But using NordVPN, I was able to stream everything.
I use NordVPN too, but it's more to protect my private data, like bank details, passwords, and online identity. There are a million trackers online that are just sort of watching you. And NordVPN is a great way to get around those.
NordVPN can switch your virtual location, allowing you to save money by purchasing flights, hotels, subscriptions from other countries at a cheaper price.
If you're traveling and you're using public Wi-Fi, NordVPN can protect you wherever you are.
It's not just that. NordVPN also comes with threat protection, which helps protect you from viruses, malware, and phishing sites.
NordVPN is the fastest VPN in the world, and it'll only set you back the price of a cup of coffee a month.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/WTHack.
And hey, there's no risk. It's a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Check the link in the podcast description.
One of my favorite episodes is the one we did with Amanda. And the title was Amanda, Cyber Guy, a Catfish, and Mr. Fluffy. Now, I mean, how can you not love the title? It was a whodunit.
With an added little dose of cyber stalking, yeah.
And like a boiled rabbit.
You know, I was kind of a little bit bored. You know, he kind of came back. I know him. We have already had sex. So he's a person that I know well. So I'm communicating with him at the same time. Yeah, it's comfortable.
Yeah,
it's comfortable. I've dated him. We've been on probably, 20 dates. I mean, it's been a while. I've known him for a bit. Who's counting?
No, but so you have like Mr. Spicy over here, and then you have Mr. Cornbread, and cornbread is great. We all like cornbread. It's comfortable.
Cornbread is great. Yeah, it's comfortable. It's good.
Well, it's kind of like Mr. Spicy and Mr. Pillow.
Right? Oh, gosh. It sounds so bad. Yeah,
Adam,
you
just called this guy fat. We don't know if he's fat.
No. He's fit. He's fit, not fat.
Emotional
fit
pillow.
Fit but fluffy.
Okay, Mr. But now he's definitely going to have to be called Mr. Fluffy. So you have Jason Bourne and Mr. Fluffy. And Mr. Fluffy.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Fluffy, stick with us here, Amanda. Don't lose it.
I feel like
this is the Howard Stern show.
Mr. Fluffy. Oh my gosh.
Hey, jeez. You know what? I didn't say the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. So Mr. Puffy, Fluffy.
Michelin Man.
Can I get a word out here? I got to ask the question. So okay. Fluffy's back in town.
Yep.
And Jason Bourne is how's Jason Bourne doing?
Jason Bourne, that same, so I'm now also this night, I also had gone, you know, back on the dating app and I was also communicating with, I call him the Italian. He was kind of involved in crypto. He's,
Yes.
So all three of these people, he's a contender.
So you met him? You met him around now?
This is all the same night. So okay, I'm texting Jason Bourne.
I feel like this is like a game of Clue, but we're trying to figure out who killed your phone.
I know. I'm sorry, but I
think that sounds like you were a little bored that night, Amanda.
Where's Agatha Christie when we need her?
I was bored. You were bored.
Okay.
I was bored. Yes. And I actually was also communicating. See, girls can do all of this. So, you know, here I am just texting Jason Bourne about his day. Yes. I mean, I was also, you know, texting the Italian crypto guy and then, you know, Fluffy, I was sexting and I was also voice texting my girlfriends, you know, about a little event we were going to have over the weekend. So we had like four conversations going.
Now, is there also like a third conversation about like with a girlfriend saying like, well, you know, there's Fluffy and there's Jason Bourne and then there's Italian crypto guy.
Yeah, I was actually in the voice messages to each other. We were talking about guys we were dating because I've inspired them all now to go back onto the apps. Because yeah. You know,
look, you're like Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
So okay, I mean, Wonder Woman. So we've got Fluffy.
We're
still
looking for Superman here.
We've got Lyra Cryptoman, and we have.
Now, did we meet him on the same app, Crypto Man?
Yes, same app, and he wants to talk on WhatsApp.
Oh,
and I
no,
say,
No, I know.
I won't do it again. I won't do it again. I promise.
How is a man light and fluffy?
Well, this guy sounded a lot nicer, or at least a lot less creepy than the catfish guy or Cryptolira. So he just sort of sounded like, yeah, just nice and fluffy, like a happy little balloon to date.
True that.
The whole episode made me grateful that I am not dating in an era of dating apps and meeting strange people online.
Oh my gosh, 100%, Andrew. And the whole episode made me remember that unique form of PTSD that people who are cyber dating have.
But I had an epiphany as a result of that episode, and that was I learned that swiping right meant you liked somebody.
As a left-handed guy, the whole swiping left thing kind of bugs me.
Sorry, buddy.
Yeah, I'll live.
So speaking of things that bother people, one of the things that I miss, Adam, about being in an office with you is you're hysterical. And I don't mean that in a, like, ha ha ha, hysterical. I mean, like breaking a glass on the floor, jumping up on the table and screaming hysterical when I would eat my sardines and my olive oil and almond shot glass concoctions.
Think of looking at something that is probably one of the more disgusting things that you could imagine with a smell that was horrendous while you're trying to work to be creative.
Regardless, Dan Adut had my back and I really appreciated it.
Bo and I used to share an office in New York City. Ah. We are now separated by the entire country because Bo would do things like he would fry cheese, which I love cheese, but people were running screaming out of the office.
Called toasted cheese.
He would also walk in with just a pat of butter and eat the pat of butter.
Good butter.
Not to mention take almonds and just, the word wasn't drizzle, the word would be drown them with oil.
I mean, this all sounds, I'm Team Bo here. I feel like Bo and I, I'm into strong flavors, and I feel like Bo is as well.
I'm going to tell you something now.
Strong flavor.
I resemble that comment. Now, listen, I will tell you one thing that, Travis, you need to shut up right now because
No, and I mean that in a nice way, because I'm trying not to
Poor Travis hasn't said anything.
Oh, yep. But he said something. He did. Travis, what did you say about anchovies and pizza?
They're an abomination. Okay. They should be illegal.
Okay. Now I'm going to tell you that I'm going to take you one of these days to a place called Best Pizza in Brooklyn. And Best Pizza makes a grandma slice that is the most vibrant thing on earth. And the reason I asked him, the reason is he puts a tiny little bit of anchovies in the sauce before he
wow.
Right? And it makes it bright as can be, and you'd never know it was in there. Never.
Yeah, that's totally fun. You can incorporate it. I know it has the umami flavor and all that other sort of thing, but
umami.
Just straight anchovies just taste like just
salt.
Yeah, it tastes like fishy salt, and it's just too much.
Dan, help me out here. Come on.
It's kind of like caviar eaten by the Pomeranians or
Dan. So, you know. Go get him.
I feel like here's the thing. You have to slowly get Travis on board. It's kind of like when people have, you know, they love a Frappuccino or like a very sugary, milky coffee, mm-hmm. and you're like, you want to end up weaning them off so they can have really, really good coffee.
Don't tell me you put anchovies in your Frappuccinos.
You put just, no, you don't put it in. You just, okay. You just swim it through and then pull it out.
Yeah. All right, I'm done. That's gross.
Excuse me while I use the restroom for
it. No, okay, no, I did that and it was really good, especially if you wrap the anchovy in a pat of butter first. But
oh, yeah.
Anyway.
But lest we digress.
Yeah, Dan Adut's story was really interesting because when I was talking to him and mentioning the concept of this show, he's like, oh, I have the perfect story for you. I was hacked and then I hired the hacker to become my personal IT consultant. And he was also a fan of my acting work.
And actually, not only was his hacker a fan, but my kids also lost their mind when they heard that Dan Adut was on the show because they were fans. They all knew him from his Nickelodeon days.
I mean, we've heard so many stories of you, Bo, trying to befriend your would-be scammers. And this is, I think, the first case I've heard of a scammer then realizing, oh, the person I'm talking to is actually someone I'm a fan of. Now I want to befriend them.
Well, the cherry on the sundae was that the hacker in question was 13.
Well, actually, he was not going to tell you, but he was somewhere between 12 and 14.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'm just sort of guessing he's 13, but who knows?
This spring, get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric e-bike.
With an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, it's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Plus, every Electric e-bike ships free and only requires quick, toolless assembly.
This is my first ever e-bike, and the experience has just been great. I was a little bit intimidated at first because I hadn't gone biking in a while, but the 500-watt motor that the Electric e-bike comes with really gives you a nice little boost, especially if you're trying to go uphill or pick up some speed.
Data shows that e-bike riders take their bike out more often. That means you get more exercise, more exploration, and wait for it, fresh air.
And riding an e-bike isn't like, it's not cheating. It's just making it possible for you to be out there longer on each ride. And speaking of things going a little slower, you can finance Electric e-bike for as little as $49 a month.
Get into spring with Electric e-bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. And please mention that What the Hack with Adam Levin sent you in the post-checkout survey.
That's electricebikes.com.
Well, I did like the Dan Adut story. I thought that was a great one. But I think one of the other guests who I really appreciate having come on, even just from the standpoint of being informative, I really enjoyed having Deviant Olaf on the show. Some of the ways that he was able to explain these concepts, I thought he did a really great job of being accessible to a layperson, but also explaining some things that were pretty advanced and sophisticated.
Yeah, I've heard you use the Swiss cheese analogy multiple times since having them on the show.
Yeah, and just an interesting guy with the lockpicking and all that too, who's just a really fascinating chat we had with him.
You know, what scares you? What when people finish with this episode, what would you recommend they do immediately? Like, do not pass go, do not collect $200, do this immediately.
connect with networks of other people and friends and colleagues. We talk about humans as a weak surface in security, but frankly, humans are the best surface in the defense in the world. What scares me is nothing to do with the security industry. It's to do with the cold indifference of the universe and the systems in which we live. There's a talk I have coming out in just a couple weeks. I'll be at SaintCon in Utah. Maybe it's already happened by the time this goes to air, but the talk is called Lawyer, Passport, Locksmith, Gun. And it has to do with if you're desperately in need of any one of those things because there's a problem in your life, that's not when you should be looking for one of those things and trying to figure it out then when you're in a moment of crisis. Having a good team of people around you, having people that you already know and trust who you can turn to during an incident, that is far more valuable than any widget or tool or procedure. Yeah. There is no cavalry coming. We are the ones who protect us. We look out for us. We keep us safe. Having people around you that you rely on and can give you good advice when you're in a moment of crisis or threat. So you, the panicky animal with your brain half distracted, are not trying to make all the critical decisions then.
That's brilliant. And you know, it's true. I live in a small town where I happen to know a lot of the tradespeople who work different things. And for instance, today I just called up my neighbor and was like, hey, you know a good well guy? And he goes, oh, I used to be a well guy. I'm going to come over and look at it for you. You know, at the end of the day, when we're in like the Walking Dead mode, it's just your neighbors who are going to be doing all the everyday things.
Yeah.
And you have a collective of people who know how to do stuff.
Yeah.
Different stuff. And together, you can make stuff happen.
And it's great you mentioned a well guy, plumbing. Like, you have a plumbing problem at 2 in the afternoon on a Tuesday, you take out the Yellow Pages. But Murphy is going to have the law that comes into effect. And your plumbing problem is going to be at 10:30 at night on a Saturday. And then you're in a crisis. And then whoever answers the phone first, even if they're the worst at the job,
is your guy.
Overcharging you, ripping you off. They might be who comes in and helps because you didn't have a well guy.
Unless you happen to have Tony Vizzo. Hey, Tony, the plumber, who's a friend of yours, and you have his cell phone number. Yeah. And you can be like, Tony. And he goes, what? I need you. Come. Here
we have Bob, the electrician in Nashville.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And that is the thing, Adam, is like we have, as everyone who listens to this show knows, we have Travis.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But it is like it is about being a communitarian. And I love that. I can't wait to hear that talk. Is it going to be on YouTube?
I'm pretty sure. I believe SaintCon records everything. So I'm sure it'll wind up there. There's some heavy stuff in that talk, but I think it'll be good.
Thank you so much. I mean, we appreciate the knowledge you've shared with us, your good sense of humor, and the fact that you were willing to come on and actually spend time with us.
Of course. Thank you for having me so very much.
I'm going to go home and change all my locks. Yeah.
Don't bother, man. Sawzall through the side of your door has got you in. So, what else do you have? Andrew, what about you? What did you like this year?
Well, you know, I've learned so much just from working on this show, so I really appreciate that. And one of the things I found super interesting is when we had, both times we had Andrew Gold on the podcast, it was great to hear a journalist's perspective on sort of tricking people, social engineering, getting behind the information. And I thought it really exposed how we as both consumers and users can be wary of potential hacks and scams.
I think some people who have fallen for things, they don't want to admit it sometimes, and that's no good because they should admit it so we all learn about the scam, and they don't want to admit it because they feel like it will show that they were stupid, you know? And there's so much evidence to suggest that it doesn't prove that you're stupid. And there's a great book, another guy I had on my podcast called David Robson, he wrote a book called The Intelligence Trap, and it was all about how often it's the smartest people who fall for things the easiest. And a great example was the Sherlock Holmes writer, Arthur Conan Doyle, who was supposed to be outrageously intelligent and the master of deduction and critical thinking, obviously, to create a character like Sherlock. And he's known for having had a very strong belief in fairies because of a prank that some teenage girls pulled where they put up pictures of these fake fairies that they pinned to a board. And because the pins went through their stomachs of the photos or whatever, these things, Arthur Conan Doyle believed that that was evidence that they had belly buttons and that fairies could give birth and they were born. And that actually it caused his fallout with Houdini, who was obviously a skeptic as a magician. He was very, very skeptical. They fell out over that and Arthur Conan Doyle's belief in Ouija boards as well. And he tried to convince Houdini that Houdini's mother was trying to contact him from beyond the grave. And it led to this great falling out. But obviously Arthur Conan Doyle was a supremely intelligent or was interesting person. So anybody can fall for stuff, particularly intelligent people.
Okay, guys. New Year's resolutions. Really fast, everybody. My New Year's resolution this year is I'm going to finish unpacking my office. Travis?
Be more cynical and have a deeper voice.
Okay.
That's two resolutions.
I really don't know if that's... Andrew?
I'm going to continue my search of all those old user accounts that I signed up when I was 13 and 14 and trying to delete that information off of the internet.
Gold star.
Oh, that's a good one.
Adam?
My New Year's resolution is to learn even more about Bo by hacking into his different accounts.
You already do that, so how is that any different from last year?
Okay, my resolution for this year coming up is to get out of the office, get outside, breathe the fresh air, and get more inspiration.
Happy 2023, motherfuckers!
Whee!
And thanks for listening.
What the Hack with Adam Levin is available wherever you get your podcasts.
If you like it, consider rating us on your favorite podcast service or writing a review.
It really helps people find the show and makes me so happy.
What the Hack with Adam Levin is a production of Loud Tree Media.
It's produced by Andrew Steven.
You can find us online at adamlevin.com and on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Adam K. Levin.